The Gospel for Friday of the third week of Lent is Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.'" The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear family, in contrast of so many others who ask questions, this scribe approaches Jesus with sincerity and goodwill. He has seen how Jesus responded to many other difficult questions, and he had one of his own. You see, at that time, the Torah was full of commandments. He had actually 613 of them. And he wondered, is there a fundamental truth that will be the grounding for all these commandments? And this is what the question is about. And the Lord responds with what the Jews call the Shema. It's a Hebrew word that means hear. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone." For the Jews at the time of Jesus, they believed that their God was actually the God of the whole universe. While all the other nations had many gods, the Jews alone believed that there is only one God, the Lord Yahweh, the Lord of the universe. And so to hear to the Lord and to love him with all our heart, mind, and soul, and strength, that is the first commandment. It means with your entire being. That doesn't mean giving assent to God. That doesn't mean just a basic obedience. That means that your whole being desires God, is given over to God. That is the strength of love that is expressed here by this Shema Israel that Jesus puts as the first commandment. But then the Lord says, there's a second one, and that is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus is the first one known to have explicitly combined these two commandments. You see, the Lord wants us to know, it's not possible to say I love the Father if I don't love the sons and daughters of the Father, which are my brothers and sisters. And not only respect them and protect their rights, but actually want for them what I want for myself. And if I see a need that they have, well, then I need to sacrifice in order for them to be able to have the needs that they have. For example, we're living in a world we know that millions are facing starvation, and many, many millions more do not have clean water to drink. They are in very, very poor conditions. Well, if we really took to heart the teaching of Christ, we would think before we spend our money, wouldn't we? Well, my brother, my sister needs dental work, and they don't have money. And they go through life with these horrible pains, and I could help them. And so I see that need, and then I see, well, do I really need a new car? Do I really need to spend more money on clothing and whatever? Because now the love for my brother and sister is my point of reference, and I become a servant, an administrator for the house of the Father to take care of all as much as I can. This is to love your neighbor as yourself. By the way, the Jews recited the Shema every morning and evening, and in the Jewish homes, in the doorpost, they have what is called the mezuzah. It's a little box containing a small parchment where the Shema is inscribed. And it's a beautiful practice of the Jews. We could do the same thing too, to remind ourselves, the Lord God I should love with all my being. And furthermore, the Orthodox Jews, for prayer, they put this little box on their forehead and on their hand that says the Shema prayer as well. And so the Lord is showing us that he did not come to discard the Old Testament and the teachings, but rather to bring them to fulfillment. Now the Lord tells them that, tells this scribe that he is close to the kingdom. You see, he's not there yet, because he knows that there is only one God, but he doesn't know that in the mystery of that one God, there is a Trinity, three persons, and he doesn't know that he has in front of him the Son, God himself. Of course, the time had not come yet for him to be able to understand that. So the Lord says, you're close to the kingdom of God. Now this scribe also said something amazing by saying that following the two commandments of loving God and neighbor, it's worth more than all the temple sacrifice. That is a very bold statement, especially if you're standing in the temple at that time, and the center of the Jewish religious practice was animal sacrifice. And so this scribe was able to see the transcendence of love above all the animal sacrifices. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit. So remember, Shema Israel, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your brother and your sister as you love yourself.